Have you researched the amino acid therapy approach? Is it all as successful as they say? Regards, Chris. Yes, Chris, like pretty much every therapy, I have done extensive research on this particular therapy. I invited Marty Hines, who is pretty much the originator of this idea. He hangs out in Minnesota, a medical doctor, to be a guest on the show, but that was not successful, as is the case for many of my invitations. But I have been interested and pursued discussing with many people the particular response that they've received from getting the amino acid therapy. So first of all, what I can report is, yes, there are certainly some people who have clearly benefited from the therapy. There's no doubt about it. However, there are also other people that have told me, either in just random calls or in consultations, that they tried it and they really were disappointed with the result. This is not unlike any result for any therapy I have ever investigated. Pretty much every therapy will find some people who report, boy, it's just wonderful, it's just given my life back. Other people will say, nope, I spent a lot of money, didn't do any good for me at all. So again, I think to sound like I'm being repetitive, and for that I apologize, I think the better approach, instead of just chasing after one random therapy after another because some people said it worked, I just want to suggest, I think a better approach is to pause and to say, well, what is the underlying cause of the symptoms you experience? And to consider any possible factor that might cause it, including trauma, stress, of course, all the toxins that you might be exposed to, and the continuing exposure to toxins. There are also family entanglements that might be an issue, and that could be the compelling reason why the symptoms continue to percolate. Now, let me also say just a little bit about the amino acid therapy. I had, I guess about 6 years ago, an individual from Europe, and they were really interested in this particular therapeutic approach. And so I called Marty Hines' clinic, and I said, well, can I talk to Dr. Hines? No, the answer was no, he's busy. But I talked to a nurse, and I said, look, I've got a particular listener to my program who's interested in getting this particular work. Could they do this at long distance with you? And her answer was, oh, no, that's not possible. We have to do blood draws frequently, sometimes two or three times a week, in order to be able to determine what amino acids to prescribe. And so I, you know, got back to the person and sadly reported, no, that's not a therapy that you would be able to do at long distance. You have to be pretty much connected to a medical doctor practitioner to be able to receive the work. Now, what I've also discovered is that Dr. Hines has trained a certain number of individuals to follow his protocol. They must acquire the supplements that they use from him. They can't go outside and continue to be certified. So the supplements themselves are expensive. As I understand it from talking with some of the users, the therapy is expensive. It's not anything that's cheap. So it's an expensive therapy, and of course, the other challenge with this is you are asking an outside intervention to fix you. And so I don't have any research evidence for this, but my intuition tells me that whenever you're relying on some outside intervention, whatever it might be, well, that's not going to give you the long-term result that you're hoping for. The only way to get that is to ask what's causing the problem and then address the cause. And when you do that, then you're likely to be able to have a successful long-term outcome. So the other question for amino acid therapy that I would always ask is, okay, yes, it's probably the case that there are some deficiencies in amino acids for people with neurological challenges. But again, ask the question, why is that? Why in the world would there be deficiencies in amino acids? What's the precursor to that? So I keep asking the question, well, if that's out of balance, then why is it? Now, I also have an interview with a amino acid therapy practitioner. His name is David Overton. He's a physician's assistant, and he operates in part under the Marty Hines protocol. The interview with David Overton was on my Parkinson's Recovery Radio show on February the 14th, 2014, And the title of the particular radio show interview is Dopamine Depletion, Tremors, Parkinson's, and More. So if you'd like to be able to hear some perspective on that particular set of treatments, then I would suggest, Chris, that you access that particular interview on the radio show page. Again, you go to the main website, parkinsonsrecovery.com, and then click on the radio show link. It'll show the most recent interviews that I've done in 2017. So for 2014, you'll need to go all the way down to the bottom of the page. There are at least 20 shows or more listed on each page. And then you'll probably have to skip to about the third page. There are 10 or 11 pages total of listings. And then just look up for the date, February 14th, 2014, and you'll see the title, Dopamine Depletion, Tremors, Parkinson's, and More. And you'll hear my interview with David Overton. And he gives sort of a perspective on the kind of work that he actually does. Another possible way of pursuing this is to pursue the question, what is the cause, by going to a functional medical practitioner. These are people who are medical doctors. There's a actually very small proportion now of medical doctors who do this work, but it's growing in number. And so these are medical doctors who really were not getting much satisfaction out of just prescribing medicines that basically suppress symptoms. And they began to ask the question, okay, wait a minute, maybe what naturopaths have done for many years is really the smart way to go. Why don't we ask the question, what's causing the problem? So what a functional medical doctor is, they go in and they, instead of putting any kind of label on the symptoms, they say, all right, let's just see what's out of balance in the body and let's support the body's ability to come back into balance. So that's a very different approach. The amino acid approach is basically not asking, okay, what's the cause? Again, yes, it may be that there's a deficiency of amino acids. Well, fine. But again, I ask the next question, which is the more important question. Why is there a deficiency? The body knows how to be in balance. That's the natural state of the body. So if there's an imbalance, what's the underlying cause? And of course, one of the simple answers could be, well, maybe the person is not eating live food, or perhaps they've got some toxins that are basically eating away at the amino acids. Who knows what the reason is? These particular causes can be very complex, very complicated, and so that's what the functional medical people do. Now, in the Jumpstart to Recovery program, we also have other ways of, we explain, of determining the cause of these symptoms by going to some assessments, some holistic assessments.